That was, well, just now that was Thinking Out Loud by the band, just to kind of
shout out the band.
Yeah, one of those where if you had like a bingo card, here's all the, or yeah, that is what I'm thinking of. Here's all the possible band names. That's the free space in the middle. And they came in like 1964 or whatever and
they
just
took
claimed
it. Yeah.
And everyone else had to work
beat
with.
Beat everybody else.
Totally.
To, like, no, we are the band.
And then you got some other generic ones. The Killers is probably another.
Yeah. There's a.
It took a long time to get Killers.
Well, that's like, it's sort of like a team name versus band thing, you know, like a killer,
like,
like you could be like the California Killers and that would be like your mascot. You
know? What's a city that starts with a K?
Kalamazoo
Kansas
Killers.
City.
The Kalamazoo
Killers.
Killers. That's a great AAA team.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We had some 90s rock. We had the Granddaddy to Sleater-Kinney to Dinosaur Jr. Then getting a little alt country, Songs Ohio, Waxahachie, and then the band. They are a band.
That they are.
They're a legend. We were talking about Mount Rushmore, college rock stuff. They're on there, I think.
They could, I could definitely
arguably
see that.
Bob Dylan as a collaborator, too famous maybe.
Yeah.
For this, even though all these type of radio people love him.
Totally.
But the band's there. Also, I'm realizing the whole reason I stopped everything to talk. WMFO. Part. This is Isaac. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We were originally slated to start at 4, got here late, and no one has the 5 to 6 slot, so we're just going to keep going for another, like, half hour.
Yeah.
Switch things up. Does anyone have something to get off the... Do you have any World Cup thoughts that are pressing and for
I'm
the people?
I'm excited.
I don't really follow soccer, but
I don't
it's
either.
Exciting
I love
to,
the world.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see if around here there is a feeling like... Oh, all these Dutch people are here now, or something.
I think,
or if
the
it
Scottish
kind of just
people
gets
are coming. The Scottish
you
are like going to come
if you
to
go
Boston.
Into the city, you'll see it, and you'll feel a difference.
Yeah,
feel a difference when I'm like commuting to work because they've been doing like so much like road work on the highway and stuff, and I think preparation for all the people and cars, and because they've got to go to Foxborough too to to get there.
Yeah,
like it's not really in the city, but people just fly in. From Boston, from all over the world, it seems so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to see Scottish people. I don't know a lot about the transit situation in most of Scotland, but to see them take the squeaky green line.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to see some of those reactions.
Do you guys have any countries you're rooting for out of the ordinary?
Curaçao has some really cool jerseys.
I always root for like a small island nation, so I can totally get with that. And they're not even a nation, but
it would be so cool if Haiti.
If Haiti, like won,
that is not
that
a country that
super
has
epic.
Really they, a yeah. legacy in international soccer.
I love an
soccer.
Underdog story. Yeah, like yeah. Haiti.
And I'm kind of tentatively rooting for Brazil because I know yeah. there's a strong Brazilian community around here,
yes.
and I know that like that would be just objectively hype and
absolutely
would be the most fun like option,
yeah.
for me. So that's my self-serving answer, but that's not an unusual pick.
Yeah, I'm not sure what my rooting interest is out of the big countries that yeah. might happen as things start to play out.
Is Ireland still in it?
No,
nah,
they didn't make it.
This year. I guess England because they have a lot of Arsenal players. It might just be rooting for Arsenal players to do well.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be... My hope is that it feels like a big event is going yeah. on in the city. And I'm so far, I don't know that it will be because the main time I'm reminded that we are about to host a World Cup is if I go to a 7-Eleven and there's like a cardboard stand of Messi.
Yeah. Well, I learned it. That Mbappe has been in Waltham.
Yes.
Waltham.
Waltham.
He's chilling out there. So
yeah, the French team is training in Waltham.
Yeah.
I like drive that. Past that exit to get to Framingham.
Oh,
where
seriously.
It's
funny
to think that like their team bus is
yeah.
taking the same exit.
No, yeah. I think it will sort of like explode with energy in a way, like once the games start. I'm really excited for next Saturday night. It'll be Haiti versus
plays?
Scotland
oh,
here
yeah, yeah.
in Boston, and it'll also be NBA Finals Game 5 if it goes to that, which knock on wood it
Let's
does.
Go Knicks.
Nah, we're rooting for the Spurs, man.
I
go
like
Wemby.
Wembanyama as
I love
a player.
Wemby.
He's my favorite.
I have
so I really do yeah. want the Spurs.
Yeah,
I have to root Spurs because Texas background, but I also... This is as likable as the Knicks could possibly be.
That's what I'm saying. I usually would be like, no... F the Knicks, like, bought.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just the energy's crazy. I do love seeing it. They got the mayor.
That's true. That's
they got
true.
The mayor out here getting rid of curfew.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's just pandemonium out here.
Yeah.
It's reminding me of the scenes after Arsenal won the title in London, the videos of people just flooding the streets and celebrating. To get something like that in New York would be cool. However, I'm still rooting for the Spurs because... Just kind of categorically, like, can't really root for the
I love
Wemby. With this as a Celtics fan.
Look at
Wemby,
man.
Wemby.
So inspirational.
But also, Trump will be at the next game, and he doesn't show up in
that's
places that are not surrounded by his fans very often.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I'm really hoping there's a moment of, like, he's on the Jumbotron, and he gets to see how people really feel about him.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll be smart. Maybe he'll be, like, hidden from
hidden
view.
Right in the box seats or something.
But I'm holding out hope for that. Anyway.
Surely they won't put him courtside.
No, he's sitting in the owner's box with Dolan.
Yeah, yeah,
He'd be in good company with like Rappaport and all like the Zionist like celebrity Knicks fans.
Yeah,
I don't think
I
he
hope
and Spike Lee would get along.
That, sorry,
I don't think. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, we're shifting gears now. We're gonna play.
What happened then?
We're gonna play a few in a row that Sean picked.
Fire.
Starting with Stevie Wonder, "Knocks Me Off My Feet." Fantastic song.
Very well.
Us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore. I don't
See what you can do. I dialed the right number, but I still couldn't get through. Could you just check the line just one more time if you can? I'm pretty sure my phone can be answered by no man.
So I ain't have to scheme. Raw diamonds on my team. Fat raw all diamonds on lean. Hey. I took out just like a rocket.
I'm gone.
I lost you on Hakeem. Hey. Either way it goes,
what?
We buying out the stores. We ain't never run a lot of lean.
Never.
Might as well go and pour it.
Pour.
Racks busting out jeans. What? Might as well go and blow it.
Fat.
Smoke it loud like nicotine.
Oh.
Talk drugs, not record. Conversating, I absorb it.
The
adore, no informant. Perfect shit's got me going.
Gone.
OG coughing up alarm.
Fat.
They got a street story to tell you.
Fish.
It's already been done.
I got it.
Ammunition overflowing. Tears filling up a pun. AC blowing like it's snoring.
Yeah.
I know I'm blissing, speaking tongue. My words touch your soul.
Yeah.
They get you through it, overcome. Ride the boats in the ocean.
Whoa.
I whipped the car, it was stolen.
Stop.
I got the star in the ceiling.
Sure.
I got my charge acquitted.
Sure.
I was the one got evicted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Living with the pink slip, now I'm riding with the pink slip.
Yeah.
Hold on. I done swim with the sharks, came from the deep end. You would never know what I was in.
Come on.
Times are getting rough, we still get in.
Dang.
I was selling crack when Snoop dropped juice and gin.
Yeah, yeah.
Run a one-room shack with a million in the den.
Fat.
Raw diamonds on my team.
Hey.
Raw diamonds on lean.
Hey.
I took out just like a rocket.
I'm gone.
I lost you on Hakeem. Either way it goes,
what?
We buying out the stores.
For real.
We ain't never run a lot of lean.
Never.
Might as well go and pour it.
Pour.
Racks busting out of jeans.
What?
Might as well go and blow it.
Fat.
Smoke it loud like nicotine.
Oh.
Talk drugs, not record.
Sure.
Conversating, not absorb it.
I got it.
The adore, no informant. Price shit's got me going.
Gone.
OG coughing up alarm. We work a holler. A few supermodels color. Ain't gonna expose you. Can't say anything about it.
Fat.
Can't say anything about it. Pink diamonds, no blinking.
Snakes got no drippin'.
Started off on a mission. I got real deal crippin'. Child support getting heavy. It's hard not to get offended. Oh, you maxing out your credit card. Like it went hard for me. I just bought a new Bugatti for you. So I ain't have to scheme.
Broad
diamonds on my team.
Fat.
Broad diamonds on lean.
Hey.
I took out just like a rocket.
I'm gone.
I lost you on Hakeem.
Fat.
Either way it goes.
What?
We buying out the stores.
For real.
We ain't never run a lot of lean.
Never.
Might as well go and pour it.
Pour.
Racks busting out jeans.
What?
Might as well go and blow it.
Fat.
Smoked it loud like nicotine.
What?
Talk drugs, not record.
Sure.
Conversating, not absorb it.
I got it.
The adore, no informant.
I got it.
Price shit's got me going.
Gone.
OG coughing up alarm.
Nothing
at all. I gotta take a trip and go by.
I gotta take a trip.
Back in no luggage when I get down by tomorrow.
For real.
Get down by tomorrow. Ain't packing no luggage when I get down by tomorrow.
So I ain't have to scheme. Broad diamonds on my team.
Fat.
Broad diamonds on lean.
Hey.
I took out just like a rocket.
I'm gone.
I lost you on Hakeem.
Fat.
Either way it goes,
what?
We buying out the stores.
For real.
We ain't never run a lot of lean.
Never.
Might as well go and pour it.
Yeah.
That was Bushweed Corn Trash by Bunny and Ricky. Bunny and Ricky. Before that we had, and that was a Jack pick. Before that we had Might As Well by Future, Boy in Red by Isaiah Rashad and SZA, Mr. Telephone Man, New Edition. Those were all Sean picks.
Yes.
Either I'll start with you, Jack. Do you have any other stuff you want to say about that artist? I'm not familiar. Reggae, clearly.
Yeah. The artist itself is less of a factor than the producer, Lee Scratch Perry, who is sort of one of the titans of dub music. You know, cool, like legendary Jamaican dub producer who really innovated the field. And I love reggae. I love dub. I think Jamaica's cultural exports are quite awesome and incredible. And it's warm out. Indeed. So I've been listening to that song.
Respect.
Summer vibes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the vibe for those songs that I picked too. Just nice. Like summery, kind of bright. Yeah,
it's been, I was outside a lot yesterday. We had Boston Pride.
Nice.
It was 88 degrees or whatever. And I had a soccer game in the morning.
Nice.
I had a lot of sunshine. I got sunburned shoulders right now.
Yeah. Funny anecdote about Boston Pride is that a couple weeks ago, my boss at my job at the locally owned Somerville grocery store, just to set the scene, was sent out an email saying, like, no one can, like, please don't schedule off time for like the weekend of the 5th or whatever. Like, we can't accommodate any more time off requests. And I like had no idea what that was about. I was like trying to figure it out for like the next couple of days, like what could be, like why are so many people, I guess it's like early summer, maybe they're going out of town. And then I remembered the demographics of the people that I work with and realized that it was because of Pride.
Is that discrimination?
I don't know. It's
more logistical planning, because they know,
logistical,
like,
planning.
I'm sure like 80% or more of the
it's a solid
employees,
like, quarters, I'd say. Yeah, it was yesterday I was at work, and it was more heterosexual than usual.
the vibes shifted. You know? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We're all downtown.
Yeah,
all the common. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I just got one more song.
Sweet.
This was by the Raw Band. Jack, do you want to introduce it at all, or just let's...
Oh, that was my Sean. Pick, too.
Well, that was your pick. Shoot, I'm mixing it up.
I like
this was good.
Band,
I listened to
cool.
it before.
Yeah. No, that whole album is great. Messages from the Stars. I had some TikTok motion, like, pre-pandemic, I think. Mm. That's what got me hip to that, but it was, No, I really like this song, too.
All right, and this is going to be the last one. I don't feel like hopping on the mic again, so I'm going to do my... goodbyes here. We got places to be. I've been Isaac. We've had
Jack,
Sean.
It's been an hour to kill. Thank you.
We killed that.
Thank you
for listening. All, how many listeners did we have? It says 19. I don't know how
19
many of those
million.
Are just
19
scrubbing
million, yeah.
19
for
trillion
other websites.
Listeners. All 19 trillion listeners, have an amazing week. That's
couldn't
what I
agree
think.
More.
He said to me, I found the sun, I'm there. pictures and cards on non-holidays. And it wasn't because I was bored. I followed you from room to room with no attention. And it wasn't because I was bored. It was because I was loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's a kick in your game. Rack of his. Look at that row of guitar necks, lined up like eager fillies, outstretched like legs of rockets. They don't know what they are in for, and they don't care, but I do. I thought you would wail on me like you wail on them, but it was just a coochie coo coo. And meanwhile, I'm loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. That's the kick and you're giving up. Cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick and you're giving up. Cause you know you don't like it when there's nothing to do. And I've been used so many times. I've learned to use myself in kind. I try to drum, I try to write. I can't do all the. Thank you.
I count the hours and fall asleep again. It's hard to know it's the beginning of the end. Time will let you know. Up.
push it.
In the Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 10 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
For
Cause one thing always leads to another, baby. Two drinks and I think I'm your lover. We got three more days, three times the trouble. Tell me one thing I don't need, what it's forever for.
Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios in Europe. Early on your ranch, you'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending. And I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Some relay, oh, not a hit-and-run driver, no, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. You saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor in there. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgini near my old hometown. Went running through the whiskey weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes.
same eyes just like yours. Under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. And with this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines.
Anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio.
No, radio! I have something to say to Ron! You know I've had feelings for you for a long time!
We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. Do you like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them.
I have dream journals about you filled pages.
I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.